Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And we have come to the last of Grandma Lydia's recipes, and I hope everybody is inspired. These are the recipes that made me the chef that I am today, and utilizing what she showed me really helped me to take culinary to a whole nother level, and it was a solid foundation from Grandma Lydia that got me to where I am today. So thank you so much, Grandma. And this last recipe I know she would love to share with everybody is her tamale recipe. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of masa harina, which is usually a pre-made cornmeal mixture, and it's still very much from scratch. It's such a unique blend. If you want to do it your own way, that's fine, but I promise this is a nice way to have a soft tamale every time. 1/4 cup of vegetable shortening, 1/2 cup of water, 1 tablespoon of salt. You can put that into your stand mixer. If you don't have a stand mixer, you can use a fork. I would not recommend using a whisk because we do not want to overwork the batter. We do not want to have a dense tamale. We're going to need 3 tablespoons of vegetable oil. We're going to put that into my pressure cooker. If you don't have a pressure cooker, it's going to take a little bit longer, but it's still a good recipe. 1/2 pound of New Mexico chilies, 1 Spanish onion diced medium. We're going to put that all, we're going to let that get nice and colored, and then we're going to add in 10 ounces of pork shoulder. To make this easier for yourself, get that 10 ounce pork shoulder, or if you want to do 12 ounces, that's fine, but cut it up into 4 pieces. The way I would traditionally serve this is everybody gets a part of the pork shoulder, and if I have 4 people in my family, I always yield my recipes 4, then I'll cut it up into 4. If I have 5, we'll cut it up into 5, but it makes it that much easier for you. 3/4 quarts of beef stock. Now, with the 3/4 quart of beef stock, it's important that we put that in after everything has a nice color on it. Salt and pepper to taste. Allow this to cook, if you're doing it in a pressure cooker, about a good 37 to 45 minutes. And if you're cooking this in a traditional style, it's going to take about a good hour and a half to maybe 2 hours and 15 minutes. And this recipe is so cool because what we're going to do is we're going to get our tamale mixture and we're going to put that into some clean corn husks. We're going to put that in a steamer. If you don't have a steamer, you can just do a perforated pan over an open fire. Just make sure there's a lid to cover, and that steam will create. And I always add a little bit of salt to my water, and that makes the steam even enhance more. And you will love this recipe. It takes about 15 to 25 minutes to steam. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.